You had a long career serving our country in the national park system before retiring late last year, but you're staying active in part advocating for the CORE Act, a package of legislation developed over the past decade that would designate the San Juan Wilderness Area, protect portions of the Thompson Divide from mineral exploration, and make the Camp Hale area a National Historic Landscape. Not really your style to just sit on the porch and stare off into the distance, is that right?
That's right, Gavin. No, I do not want to sit on the rocking chair on the porch. This stuff kind of gets into your blood. You've had turnover among park staff, turnover among elected officials, turnover among partners. And I just felt like I wanted to stick with it and try to give it whatever continuity I could offer and help see if we can finally get this legislation to the finish line.
So Bruce Noble and an all-star team of retired national park leaders, Connie Rudd, Joe Alston, Sheridan Steele, Bill Wellman, shared a letter to the editor recently that's run in the Grand Junction Sentinel and other newspapers expressing support for the CORE Act. You write, there's a fourth portion of the legislation that you're most passionate about, authorizing the establishment of Curraconti National Recreation Area. It's one of the only national recreation areas not established by legislation or executive order, instead operating under an agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation for over 50 years. Why is this change you're advocating for so important?
Well, I think a number of different reasons. Part of the legislation, if it's enacted, will involve land being exchanged between the National Park Service, the Forest Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. Part of it is a kind of a government efficiency measure. I do think the legislation will help to sort of better define the roles and responsibilities involving how the National Park Service and the Bureau of Reclamation works together. So I think that will be an important thing. And then lastly, without legislation, there's a certain lack of permanence. I don't think the National Park Service is ever going to go anywhere, but legislation will kind of guarantee that this is a permanent arrangement. And I think that's something that really is important to the people of Gunnison County and Montrose County and the neighboring communities.
So the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate have each passed their own versions of the National Defense Authorization Act. The Senate's version of the NDAA does not include the CORE Act, whereas the House version does. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett was in Gunnison County on Wednesday to join hunters, fishermen, and other outdoor enthusiasts in drawing attention to this bill. You've applauded Colorado's other U.S. Senator, Cory Gardner, for his work on different legislation, the Great American Outdoors Act, but Senator Gardner has not endorsed the CORE Act. What's your message to him and other elected officials who haven't signed on to this?
I think this is good public policy, basically. Public lands are very popular in Colorado. The CORE Act is very popular according to all the polling numbers I've seen with Colorado residents. We're in an election year here, obviously. I just think it'd be good politics for Senator Gardner to get behind this and help get it to the finish line.
That's Bruce Noble, retired Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park superintendent. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Gavin. I appreciate it.